suppose Shimon stops him from doing it, Besdin, so then the Shliach Besdin will use force against Shimon. So Mele, if Reuven knows that he has a yin, so he himself becomes a Shliach Besdin, and he takes justice into his own hands. But if he cannot prove it by means of Edim, so then no one says Ovidin Shnili Nafshe. Such a thing as to be a vigilante, that is not Ovidin, to be a vigilante. Only even the Mandoma who says that Ovidin Nafshe is only if he can prove it. But here, even if he can't prove it, so Keach he can use only against the object, but not against the person. So there the Gemara says, now the Rosh says, Bein Birai is Bein Bikeach. So Keach means to use force on the boat, not against the party, Chas V'Sholem. But, and even Rayas, now the question is Rayas, what, so of course, so in every case, if he brings Rayas, so it belongs to him, but the Rosh means not real Rayas, but what we call today, you know, circumstantial evidence. Well, the Rayas are very faint Rayas, and Al-Pidin, they are not reliable. But in this particular case, so even faint Rayas, Ktsas Rayas, so is effective. So over there we say called on Gvar, and here we say Yachleik. The Yesh Lema, the Orzin Sham, this Rav Netam. I mean, here Tesis doesn't mention Rav Netam, but Tesis in Basra mentions Rav Netam. The Orzin Sham, the Choshev Kilu Kol Echot Yesh Lo Bavivadai HaChotzi. The Anan Sade, the Mighty Topis, Haidi Deyu. So in other words, so Teisve says, that's Ramatam Shite, that Yachleiku you only say when it's all. So then we can't say called on We can't say called on. So then it's Yachleik. But over there, they were not holding on to it. They were fighting, arguing over the boat, whether the boat belongs to Reuven or the boat belongs to Shimon. So there it's called the Alim Kvav. Oh, but Teisves uses the Lashon, the Orzin Shane, the Choshiv Kilukolecho, Yeshli Bobi Vadai Achotzi, the Anan Sadev, the Mighty Tofis Haidi Dei. So why do we say Yachleiku in the case of Orzin? Because Anan Sadev, in other words, it's based upon the Aloha of Muzik. Now, in the Aloha of Muzik, there are two dinim of Muzik. There is a din of Muzik of Biro. For example, Chazoke kol mashe b'yad odom shishalei. So, if a person has possession of a certain chayfes, so even though we know, please, it's not. If so if a person has possession of a certain chayfetz, so mele it is his. So chazoke kol mashe liodom shi shalei. Chazoke kol mashe liodom shi shalei. So even against it a morekam. In other words, suppose we know that this sefer originally belonged to Reuven. We know they are aiding that it belonged to Reuven. Aredim who saw that Reuven bought this Gemara. Then all of a sudden Shimon has it in his home. So then Reuven says to Shimon, listen, how is it you, that's my Gemara, why do you keep it? So he says, you sold it to me, you gave it to me. And they come to Bezin. So then Bezin will pass them, since Shimon has possession of the Gemara, even though they are aiding who testified that only yesterday so Reuven had it and Reuven bought it, but now Shimon has possession, Chazoke kol mashe liodom shi shalei, even as against the morekame of Reuven, because the Chazoke, the Murzek of Tofus, is a stronger biru than the Murzek of morekame. Morekame is also Murzek, but there are two kinds of Mozokim. There is a Muzek of Tofus, who has actual possession now, and there is a Muzek of original possession of Murakami. So when there is a conflict between the Murzek of Murakami and the Murzek of Tofus, so the Murzek of Tofus prevails over the Murzek of Murakami. That's Murzek B'Tiras Bil. But then there is another type of Murzek, not B'Tiras Bil. The Mishneh in Bomitzia Davkuf Machlif for the Chamei Ruvein own the Po and Shimen own the Chamei. Then they decided to make an exchange. So to exchange Ruvein's Po for Shimen's Chamei. And then, so in other words, so once you make a Kinyan in one, so the other one is Nikne. So, but then they found that the Pore gave birth to a vlat. The question is, the Kinyan took place at 9 o'clock in the morning, and they found the vlat, let's say, at 9:15. The question is, did the Pore give birth to the vlat a minute before 9? So then it belongs to Ruvein before the exchange was made? Or it gave birth a minute after 9, so then belongs to Shimei. Belongs to Shimei. So the Mishnah says Yachleiku. The Mishnah says Yachleiku. So the Gemara has the Kashe. The Gemara has Vilerze Birshus Mandikaine. Vilerze Birshus Mandikaine. So the Gemara says, Bidikoye Be'agam. In other words, it stands in the middle. But suppose that the vlad is in the reshus of one, so let's say in the reshus of Ruvein, even if it's in the reshus of Shimon, so then Shimon has it, even though the Murakami is Ruvein. Why? Because Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavarai. So there, there is no bill. As a matter of fact, Tesis says the Kashe, how do we say that if the vlad is found in the reshus of Shimon, so then we say Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavarai, and Shimon keeps it, and if Ruvein wants to take it, so he has to produce witnesses who will testify that the Pore gave birth to the vlad a minute before the exchange. But Hagedri Seilem Chazoki, Hagedri Seilem Chazoki. So this is the Teretz. Here there is Torah at the moment. In other words, it means the Loitan Seim Yisofik Bezn Dafkuf Teses. So what does this mean? In other words, Hagedre Seilem Chazoke, so then there is no Biru of Chazoke Komash Yorodim Shikwe. But since the circumstances are such that the Loitan Seim Yisofik Bezn, there was an exchange was made, and then we find the Vlad, so then the circumstances are such that it is Yisofik before Bezdin whether the vlad was born a minute before the exchange, so it belongs to Ruvein, or a minute after the exchange, so it belongs to Shimon. So Mele, there is the Sofik din of Mosek. Sofik din of Mosek. So even by Gator is the Sofik where it's a Torah at the moment, where it belongs to Nisim Yisafuki Pesni, the Aloha of Hameisim Chavei Olavarai applies. So there are two Alohas of Hameisim Chavei Olavarai. There is one aloha of Hameisim Chavei Chazok Kamash Yodim Shalei. Then it is B'teras Vadai. B'teras Vadai. Since Shimon is a Tofus in this Gemara, even though Ruvein was a Morakame, so there is an Umdene that the Taina of Shimon is correct and that Shimon bought it from Ruvein. You call it Ruvein. So B'teras Vadai, B'teras Bio. But in the case of Dror the Momene, who are the late and serious heavenly bezin, there is a Sofik. The circumstances are such that the Sofik is presented to bezin, because we don't know whether the blood was born a minute before the exchange or a minute after the exchange. So then we say Hameitzim Chaveirei Olavarai because of Sofik. So there are two dinim of Mosek. Now the question is this: when Tesis says V'yesh leimar de'eos in shane, the choshiv kilu kol echot yesh lo bo bivada ha'chotzi, The Anan Sadeh may be Tokis Haidi Deu. So the expression is Anan Sadeh. So it's mashma that according to Rametam, by Shneim Rezim Italis, it's Yachleiku. On the basis of Hameitzim Chaver Al Varai. Because if they both hold, suppose one would hold. So who would be a Mozek? The one who holds. If both hold it, both are Mozek. So each one is considered the toughest in half. So that's why each one gets a half. So it's on the basis of Hameitzim Chaver Al Varai. But you could raise the question, is it on the basis of the Sofik Din of Mozek? Like Hamachlif Po Bechameir, so if it's not kind of the Agam, so then the Gemara says, if the Vlad is found in the Rishus of Shimon, so then Shimon has it, even though it's still a Sofik, we couldn't say, I mean the fact that Shimon has it, that's a Raya, that the Vlad was born a minute after the exchange. Why? The Vlad could have been born a minute before the exchange. So why is it in the Rishus of Shimon? Because that's the instinctively a behemoth, even when it's 1 minute old, so it's called after the mother, some mele. So he couldn't mention the Raya that it was born a minute after the exchange. The baby could have been born a minute before the exchange. And why is it in the Rishus of Shimon? Because the mother was taken to Shimon, because after all, Shimon acquired it. So Mele, the baby, followed the mother. So you couldn't say Rai. And still, even though there is no bill, but since it's in the Rishus of Shimon, so Shimon keeps it. That's the Sofik Din of Mozek. Because of that, all at the moment, the late Hanisayim, Ye Sofik Lebezin. So here too, maybe since the argue who picked it up first, so maybe there is no bill, but it's the Sofik Din of Mozek of Hameitzim Chaver Al Varai. Oh, but from Tesis Loshni Smashma, it's not the Sofik Din of Mozek, but it's the Vadai Din of Mozek of Chazoke Kalmash Yodem Shishalei. So if Ruven had been Mozek in it, then we would say Chazoke Kalmash Yodem Shishalei, that his tiny Zemes. But here both hold it, and each one says it is. So we say that the Chazoke Kamash Yodim Shishalei is Mivareya, that they both pick it up at the same time. That's the Russian of Tesis here, and then Tesis in Borobasra spells it out even more explicitly. Here you could argue, but in Borobasra. How would that flame dollar on base? How would that mean sad being called on bar? Being Tima Mais, Mishnaim was metallic, and very one see the Yachleco, and for Shamatam doors in Shane, the Him Shishnaim was Okimil, and Yach, she is like a very Hoshukun Yadin, Kilonu Yadim, she is listening Helbo. She called over Yishla Hamid Becheskas Mishubiode, Kidam Rinunga Benaska de Rababe, the Apple Gab de Oma de Dirhat, the Hashvili Gazlan, the Hairi Shalim Kilubo, Shois and Astra Shalisi Shoyamuzekbo. So he says, mentions Nasr Rababe, there it's on the basis of Chazoke Kol Mashayodon Shishalei. So that means that it's not on the basis of the Sofik Din of Mozek, it's on the basis of the Biro of Chazoke Kol Mashayodon. If they both hold it, so there is an Umdene that they both own it. Alright. V'chein b'mone shlishi didame b'gmor l'italis choshivahu shanifket teifes b'cheska shneem. And by Monish Lishi, but they don't both hold it. It's in the possession of the Nifket. So he says that there too it's considered as if they both hold it. Now the question is, how is it considered as if they both hold it? How can, after all, only one holds it, and he holds it for the one who gave it to him. He doesn't hold it for both. So why is, how is it considered? The answer is, I hope you went over the Gemara of Lamed Zayin here in Bamitzir. Gemara, da von seiner Medaille. So die Gemara says, wie Rome, Pikodna Pikodn, Dikton Reisha Yov, Shach Mechem Yivkides Limone, Vin Yedea Yizu, Nesel Zemon, Ole Zemone, Verinino Shtaim Shivkidu, Oma Rove Reisha Nasekim Shivkidu, Bishnei Krichais, De Havel Limeidak, Seife Nasekim Shivkidu, Bikrach Echot, De Loi Havel Limeidak, Gin Davkidu, Davkidu Tarvaye, Bada Adode Bichad Zimne, Domo Anam Gufaye, Loi Kapdidu Adode, Hano Kapidne. So that's the Girsha of Rashi. Tesis, it's not clear what Girsha Tesis said. But that's Rashi's Girsha. The Tseife Nasekim Shivkidu Likracha. The Girsha of the Rif and the Rambam is not Tseife Nasekim Shivkidu Likracha. But Tseife Kishivkidu Likracha. That's the Girsha of the Rif and the Rambam. Now, so, according to the Girsha of the Rif and the Rambam, then it's very simple. I mean, the pshat in Tesis here. Because this aloche of Nesim, so as reference to the case, were Reuven and Shimon in one bundle. So deposited 300 zuz with Levi in one bundle. And they didn't say, well, 200 zuz is Reuven's, and 100 Jews of Shimon's vice versa. He didn't mention anything. He just gave him one money. So Melech there, he's a shame there, for the two of them, as see the two of them were one person. Because the Reuven and Shimon deposited with Levi one bundle of money with 300 Jews. So, as far as Levi is concerned, he's keeping something for Reuven and Shimon, as if Reuven and Shimon had been one person. So that's why it's considered that is the Shneim Ozov. But it's a little difficult to say that Teisves had the Girse of the Riffen Ram. After Rashi's Girse is Nasekishin Shib Kidol Kacher, but not Mamesh Hib Kidol Kacher. And since Teisves doesn't say over there that the Girse is different, not Nasi Kimishiv Kidu B'Krachachot, but Kishiv Kidu B'Krachachot, so it's Mashma that Teisves said the same Girse as Rashi. Now, according to Rashi's Girse, it doesn't mean that they both gave him Reuven and Shimon in one bundle 300 zuz, but that one gave a bundle of 200 zuz and one gave a bundle of 100 zuz. But Zebifnizeh, they both came in together and one was holding one bundle and one was holding another bundle and said, we are depositing it with you. So, but since the Gemara says, in view of the fact that they both came in together, Zebifnizeh, so it's considered the Krachachot, so Mele, that means that they indicate to Levi that he has to be a shemer, not for Reuven separately and Shimon separately, but for the two bundles, for Reuven and Shimon, as see, Reuven and Shimon had been one person, because Reuven and Shimon acted in unison, like one person. So Mele again, even though it was given to Levi in two separate bundles, so it's considered al-Pidin, as if it had been given in one bundle. So Meli he's a shamer for Reuven and Shimon together, jointly. So Meli they are considered, and the shamer is Yad HaBaile, so Meli they considered both Mazok. Aber Tal ist die Klemme mit Hawaii und Jachleiko, wir können schnell mal drücken, wie Stab, und dann wir kommen und was nicht. Wir können schnell mal drücken, wie Jachuki, wie Lissemes, der ist ein Spoller, Achizi, und wie Monin, der ist ein Jikner, wie Achizi, אחרי שיד חברי, אבל בהרבה אפוא גם דפש ששל שניהם, כינדי מלזוקם בי אבידי קולון ואר, ולסומחס אבו גבי מלזוקם בי, ונחלו כי יחיל יסמס, איכת יקטרו למומנה פרש ובנסים, יסף דבזן יחליקו, שרמתם שיטי יזדה אפרי קולון. If they are erzin, it's yachleik. But only if it's erzin, and it's achluk yachil esemes, it's yachleik. But if it's erzin, and it's ein achluk yachil esemes, like one shlishis, so then it's yemunach. But if it's not erzin, then it's kolam. Now the other shit is the bond, and the yisef, what... No, it's not. It's a different deal. It's a different deal. Because it's your sponsor. That's a different deal. It's a different. No, it's not the sense.
It's mashma anyway, for different reasons.
Because it's the second part.
The Bishyosef mentioned.
The second reason. Because it's a Hamavazir. For a different reason.
That's right. That's right.
Hamavazir is over a very relation.
That's right.
That's
right.
So it seems to me.
The Behagel is. Because only the Avizor and the Agel is. So this is a different Gersa. What you see.
This is the Frank Gersa. Most of the Gersas are that way.
No.
Yeah, just our printers.
The Bishyosef mentioned and the Behagel mentioned.
Could they have that Gersa here?
You'll see from most of the Gersas.
It's not just censorship.
No, but it seems from the Rambam.
It's not censorship. It's not censorship. It's not censorship.
We'll see. It's just the Christian countries.
It's not censorship. It's different Gersoid. It's not censorship. It's not censorship. The Beis Yosef and the Beragil or the Bach, they all mention. And that's a good guy. And that's a good guy.
Yeah, no. So that's what I want to say. So I say, in other words, in terms of being mutter to use it, so that's mutter. But the isur, the isur to return it, that applies only by that.
Yeah, look at the gifts. Here. He said, Avedas God, Muteris, Kosta Bashel, Shkubas, Mishnas, Rebbe Lez, Morales, Barakam, wherever that was. So it was Amsterdam.
Because we gave it a mizore, and that's the girl said the Beis Yosef had the Bach had the Beragil had. So it's two different gersoys, two different texts. It's not censorship. It has nothing to do with censorship. This has nothing to do with censorship. This is not
censorship.
All right, so yes, Ikasha.
Hello, Bakrod Avedik.
All right.
It's a different
deal. It's a different deal.
Oh, well, listen. He says here. Look, please. Lo yada she'av tfus emson lo nekia mishiva
hatzarayah.
All right.
So it says.
The Tama Moran have
all right. The Beis Yosef and the Bach and the.
Well, the Beis Yosef is a kasha.
All right.
But the Beis Yosef is a kasha.
He added Yosef. And you see the Meir, he says it, and the Sefer Hasidim says the same thing.
Yeah, no, the Meir certainly says it.
The Sefer Hasidim says it.
Your tips, Laura.
So it's a different Yosef.
The Chassam Sofer says it's a mitzvah to erase it from the Meir.
All right.
Yeshiva on Aleph Eloi Toshim Mimvav 9586.
Zeimer Anisa Sia, Zeimer Anisa Sia. Now, the Gemara points out that the Mishnah is referenced to a cave where the two hold down to the fringes, kakashte, of the talus. But if they don't hold on to the fringes of the talus, but they hold on to the talus itself, let's say Ruvain holds on here and Shimon holds on here, so zeneitil ad mokim shiodim agas, zeneitil ad mokim shiodim agas. And the rest they divide. But if they don't hold on to the talus itself, just to the fringes, then the halacha is that it's yachleiku bishvui. Now, but if they hold on to the talus itself, so whatever piece, let's say Ruvain holds in his hand, that is his. And whatever piece Shimon holds in his hand, that is his. And the rest is divided. Now, there is a machlekes rishenim. When we say, zeneitil ad mokim shiodim agas, vizeneitil ad mokim shiodim agas. So the shita of the Rambam, and there's the shita of Rav Haigoyen, is that the piece that is yodim agas, each one takes without having to swear. The shvuye is only on the rest that neither party holds in his hand, but the piece that each one holds in his hand, that he takes without shvuye. Unless he wants to impose a shvuye through Gilgal, that's a separate halacha. You can impose a shvuye through Gilgal, and in every situation. But we are not discussing Gilgal. So there is no takone shvuye in respect to the piece that is yodim agas. There's the shita of the Rambam, and that's the shita of Rav Haigoyen. But the Ramban and the Raivet and the Ramban and the Rashbo, they say that even the piece that is yodim agas, that each one holds in his hand, so he also has to swear. Also has to swear. Alright. Anyway, the Mishnah deals with the case where they hold on to the karkashte, to the fringes. So memele, there is no yodim agas. Shnaimer zimitalis. Zeimer ani mitzasio, vizeimer ani mitzasio. Zeimer kulo shali, vizeimer kulo shali. Zeish bashin li pochis mechetsio. Ze yish ba shein li boi poches mi chet yo vi yach leiko. So they have to swear. Now the Gemara has the kashe. Why is the shvuye formulated that way? In a strange way. Each one swears, I don't have in it less than a half. So it could have two meanings. One meaning is that he has a half. He doesn't have less than half. In other words, he has half. But if he's shrewd and sly, so then he could intend another kavone in that statement, which would be implicit within the words, I don't have in it less than half. It means I have nothing in it. I have nothing. I don't even have less than half. So why would Chachomim misakein such a lotion of shvuye, that a person, a sly, shrewd person, so would intend it that way? So in other words, he will swear because and he'll feel that he's not swearing falsely. He's swearing. He doesn't have less than a half. He has nothing. So he doesn't even have a fourth and a tenth and a hundredth. He doesn't have even less than a half. So he has nothing. So the Gemara says, the komishtava, the koma, shvuye sheyesh libo, vein libo pochas mechesim. So most Rishenim explain that he has to spell it out. He has to say, shvuo sheyesh libo, vainly bore pochas mechetzo. So then he wouldn't be able to intend, you know, a devious interpretation in his words, because he spells out in so many words shvur sheyesh libo ve'ein libo pachas mechetzo. However, the Rambam doesn't mention that loshen in the shvur. The Rambam mentions the loshen shvur sheyesh libo pachas mechetzo. So some say that the Rambam explains the Gemara, the Koma, shvur sheyesh libo ve'ein libo pachas mechetzo, not that he has to spell it out, but in other words, this is what it means, because he's nishtabal das bezden, so mimele, he cannot intend a devious interpretation. And if he does intend, he's nishbal sheker anyway, because he has to. True that on the surface, this expression shvur shein li bo pachas mechetzo could have a meaning. I don't have even less than a half. I have nothing. I don't have anything in it. But this is not what Bezdin means. So he is Nishbal das Bezdin. So it means for Sheyesh Libo Vilni Pachas Mechetzo. Not that he has to spell it out explicitly, Shvur Sheyesh Libo Vilni Pachas Mechetzo. Why? That's in the case of Zeyme Akulo Shali Vizeyme Akulo Shali. Zeyme akulo shali vizeyme chetzo shali hoyme akulo shali yishba shein li bo pachas mishleisha chalom veyme chetzo shali yishba shein li bo pachas mirvi. If one says the whole talis belongs to me, Guvin says the whole talis, Shimon says only half a talis, so on one half talis they don't argue. So Shimon agrees that one half belongs to Guvin, but he argues over the other half. So mele, the half that Shimon is made it to Reuven, so of course Reuven gets. And the other half, the, over which they argue, so that has to be divided. So the result is that Reuven gets 3/4 and Shimon gets 1/4. Zenit Shlesh Halokim, Zenit Reuven. Hoyu Shnaim Reichem Al-Gabayimo, Hoyu Shoyachot Reichem Al-Gabayimo, Mani, Zeyim Erkulo Shali, Vizeimer kulo shali. Ze yishbashin pochas mechetzio. Vize yishbashin libo pochas mechetzio. Viachleiku. Vizman shei meidim. So in other words, it doesn't make any difference whether the schie in the talis, in the chifetz, is through holding it or through rochav manik. So rochav kai constitutes a shriye, and money constitutes a shriye. So if they argue, so then the same aloha applies. Zima kushe dem kushe yishvim barom chetzi, yishvim barom chetzi veachleiku, bizman shei meidim, yishvim meidim, is chelkim bilo yishvo. But suppose they don't argue, or the areidim will testify that each one, they both picked it up at the same time. So each one has a half, so naturally there is no necessity for each one. Rashi. Shnai mir zim italis. Daf gehir zim. Di shnei murzokim bom. Vein lo ze keach. Bo yeizeh mi zeh. She ilo hi sob yadach levadei. Have you done hamitz mechaber v'olavolavar ha'yebeidim shishalei ve'in nemon ze little bishvoe? Now this Rashi is not clear; it's very ambiguous, because it can be interpreted in two ways, and some do interpret it in separate ways. So one way of interpreting Rashi, that Rashi agrees with the shita of Tesis of Chaver Tam, that when do we say chilkin only if both hold it? This is what Rashi says. Dafke Eirzin, di shnei emurzokim bo, vein lo ze keach, bo yeze mize. But if it's not Eirzin bo, if neither holds it on, so then it's not Yachleik. And some do explain Rashi that way. However, the others who say no, Rashi implies davke is in the shneim of zokumbo. Vein lo ze kear bo yeisa mize. Shilo so Rashi is madgi, she emphasized. Shilo hoiso biadechot livadei haveido hameitze mechaveire yolovaraye. So Rashi emphasizes the case where one holds on and the other one doesn't hold on. Then we say Amis Mechavarai. Of course, that everybody will agree with this. So on the contrary, but if neither one holds on, then Rashi Shite is that it's also Yachleiku, not like Ramatan. This is how the Nachlas David understands Rashi. So Rashi is not clear. Of course, there is a diuk in the Loshon of Rashi, like the Nachlas David says, because he does say Shiilo Yisobi Adechot Livade. Why does he emphasize Yuliach Levade? If Rashi Shite had been like Ramatan, that the whole din of Yachleiku is only when they both hold it. So Rashi shouldn't say Shilo Yisrael Adechot Levadei. Who is discussing that? That goes without saying. So Rashi say Shilo Ein Shnei Meirzin Ozlo Inonoim Yachleiku Not Shilo Yachleiku. So Pashtus Aloshin does imply, like the Nachlas David Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi on the contrary does not agree with the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rashi there is a loch of Yachleiku even if neither party holds on to the talis. Zei meyakulus lemoforish lemaitone talte. So the Gemara says, chodrim tzia v'seif mekal memcha. Zei yivam for the Gemara shvuz lomo. Actually, I mean, they both hold on. Why should they have to swear? So the Gemara says, in the maskone that shvuy is takonis chachonim, shaluk echod v'echod hilich v'teikiv talish shachavir. שין לפוקט מחצי ויגמור מפורש המייטיקן כאילי שני בח שבועה וזה עם החצי שלי מידי הוא שחל של חבר ואין דונן על חצי הילקר זה אי מרקולו שלי יש בה כמשפטו רישין מה שאין דונן על אופן ישבו עם שניהם שאין לכל אחד בפוקט מחצי וניתו כל אחד חצי. In other words, what has to be divided? The thing that is in question. So one half is not in question, is not in doubt. He agrees, the other party agrees, Shimon agrees to Reuven, that one half definitely belongs to Reuven. But he says the other half belongs to him. And Reuven argues, and he says the other half also belongs to him, to Reuven. So Mele, the half that is not in question, so Reuven takes, the other half that is in doubt, so they divide. Hoyushnaim Reich, Mlashmanor said, Chokhmanik Shneim Shobin Likidbeim Menahevker, בזמן שהם עדים בגמור מפורש וישמע ביצל חברי קונו חברי. I just want to finish up the עומד before we go to the thesis. Go ahead. לא מולו למיסנה זה אם הרענים מצוסיו וזה אם הרענים מצוסיו זה אם הרכולו שלי וזה אם הרכולו שלי לאיסנה חודה. Why does the Mishnah repeat Leilo Milami Dodom Li Talmidi Beloshim Tzoro? Certainly the Tanya of the Mishneh follows up that cloud of Beloshim Tzoro, so there shouldn't be any redundancy. Leis Nechode, so the Gemara at first gives the Teretz Chode Kotone Zeymanim Zesio Vikulo Shali Zeymanim Zesio Vikulo Shali Vileis Nanim Zesio Vani Yodana Vikulo Shali. So itone animis sio haba mine mai mit so sio ri sio afo gablos liode bi ri baum kone tone kulosali di bi ri loi kone. So at first the gemara gives the teretz that it really eats one thing, ze animis sio vi ze mam sio, that the mishnah only deals with the case of a mitzie, not with another case. But Zeman Zasio Vikulo Shali, Vizeyan Zasio Vikulo Shali. Toneso, and why does he have to mention both? The answer is because if he just says Animisio, then I could make a mistake and say that Biria Baume is Eiche. Mzasio, a person is apt to say when he sees a Mitzia, oh, I found it, even though he didn't pick it up. So that's why it spells out Kulashali, that just I saw it doesn't mean anything.
Grab the two. He said, Kulatsui, grab the two.
You're all right, Kulatsui. In other words, let me pick it up. Tone Kulatsui really kone umimotsi samret maimutso sio rie sio vama rabanoye umitsoso dosel yode imashma. In other words, the chin tase lechol avir sechicho ashatevad menu umitsoso. That's the prosikin in Kiseitze. So we learn out from that that there is a chiyuv hashoves aveide only in respect to an aveide of Yisrael, but an aveide of an akum, so there is no chiyuv hashoves aveide. So one could argue, when does the Torah mimayit aveide sakum? In other words, if he didn't pick it up, so the question, so in respect to an aveide of Yisrael, is mechuyev to pick it up and to be mitapu with it, so, and to take care of it, and then to be machris, advertise. I mean, is mechuyev to exert such an effort, but in respect to an aveide of an akum, he's not mechuyev to do all that. But suppose he picked it up, and then he found out that the owner, the loser, is an akum. Maybe since he picked it up, so he cannot keep it for himself. Then it's the Shiloh of Gezel. Gezel Akum is certainly Osa. So Mimele, maybe even Avedis Akum is Osa. So Rabbi Noye says, no, there is a special heter that Avedis Akum, Gezel Akum is Osa. But Avedis Akum, he lost good of an Eved Chobim, that is Muta. So why? How does he know? Because the Torah says, Umitsoso. So Umitsoso implies that it already came into your hand. And still, it is muta. Bomer Avonoyu mitzoso dosel yodei mahashma. So how could I have this alkedaitoch? That if the Tanner of the Mishnah just said, Zeimranim sesio, Zeimranim sesio, and it wouldn't say, kurashali, that it means Rie Baume, we see that Rav Noye deduces from the expression, umutzoso, ashatevat menu umutzoso, that it means osel yodei. Ein, mitzos der Kodos to yode mashma, mir tamel li shel almen okat, mir khosol ma anu ashkhes va va gad lo yos yode bir ye baum me kone I could say that. Tone kule shol ibr ye baum me lo ikon lo. In other words, in loshen nato. So it's loshen to le khut, the loshen khakhon le khut, loshen to is loshen to. And in loshen to mitzos um mitzos implies that is already osol yode. And still the Torah says, only achicha, but akum not. Mashenke in loshna mishne loshna chachomin, so the chachomin might talk be loshna yodom. And in loshna yodom, if somebody walks in the street and he sees something, so he'll exclaim, oh, I found it. Now, even though he didn't pick it up. So the Gemara says, alright, in other words, see if the Tanna had mentioned the expression mitzosio, not kuloshali, I could make that mistake and say rebound, but let him mention just kuloshali because of leilo milami dodom tam yiloshim tzor leise kuloshali boyan mitzosio itone kuloshali avamine baalme diktone mitzosio bode baalme kone it's mashma two separate things. It's a separate situation, not that it's one situation, one case. Omar Rav Pope v'itein Rav Simbaralashe v'amr le'kadi. Kadi, so Rashi many times in the Gemara when it says Kadi, it's Shem Chochem. Vamle Kadi, Reish Ebn Tziv, Ziv Mechamemcha, we're not going over the Tzrichase, because the Tzrichase is a whole Indian by itself. Alright, now the Rashi. Reisio, Gemara says, The listener need more as a kasha listener Mr. Seal and Yitali Kulshali. So the Gemara says, Itonani Mr. Seal, Minamai Mr. Seal, the Seal. So Rashi says, Kedem Sheik Bato Iso. But the Marshal makes a correction here. And he said, we have to be Gairus, not Kedem Sheik Bato Iso, but Kedem Sheik Bati Iso. Because Kedem Sheik Bato Iso wouldn't make sense. In other words, I would say, that Biria Baal Mekone, some mele, my misosio, reisio, I saw it before you pick it up. What do you mean before you pick it up? Reuben says to Shimon, I saw it before you pick it up. But once we assume that Biria Baal Mekone, so whether the Ria by Reuben was prior to the picking up by Shimon is not important. The important question is whether the Ria by Reuben preceded the Riyah by Shimon, not whether the Riyah by Reuven preceded the picking up by Shimon. Because suppose the Riyah by Reuven preceded the picking up by Shimon, but the Riyah by Shimon preceded the Riyah by Reuven, then Shimon will be Zeichenet. So why does Rashi mention Kedem Sheik Bato Iso? That's not important. That's not relevant altogether. So that's why the Marshal makes a correction and he says, Reisio Kedem Sheik Bati Eiso. In other words, before I picked it up, so I saw it. And that moment, I acquired title in it. And that was before you saw it. So you can say, well, you picked it up before I did, I picked it up. Because, true, you picked it up before I picked it up. But I saw it before you saw it. So maybe I was the first one to acquire a title in the missing. It's not our Indian, but since the Gemara mentions it, I want to mention something that the Rav Amiri mentions and the Rambam also mentions it. You have the Rambam with the Rav Amiri, I don't know. Yeah. One before it. No, the text, Avos Mani. Ksil Avedi is here, the Rambam here.
This
is the Rambam. Okay, thank you. The Rav Amiri at the end of Uvakame. You can see it in the Rav Amiri or in Shimuch Beses in Uvakame. So he says that this aloche, that Avedas Akum is Muteres, there is no Isa Gezel. In other words, even if Osel Yodim. So he's allowed to pick it up, an Avedas Akum, and keep it for himself. So that applies only to an Akum who is Eved Avizor. Who is Eved and Zayim is Mneach. That's the plain meaning of Eved Chovim. Eved Chovim doesn't mean a goy. Eved Chovim means a pagan. It doesn't make a difference whether he worships idols or he's a gazlan, a ganef, a migal harayis, a min ritzeach. As long as he is Eved and one of the Zayim is Mneach, so he has a shem Eved Chovim. He's considered a pagan, Eved Chovim, even if he's not Eved Avizor. There are many Muslims who are not Eved Avizor. The Rambam says that he ma'aminim b'yichud Hashem yichud shem b'deivi. But that doesn't mean that Arafat Yimach Shmei is not an Eved Chovim, he's an Eved Chovim because he's a Ritzeach, he's a Gazlan, he's a Ganef, he's everything. So if anyone is Eved on any one of the Zionists in Meneach, he's considered an Eved Alili. Even though he is not Eved Avizor Mamesh. So the Miri says, in other words, only Avedas Akum is Muteres, but Avedas Gerteshov, and Gerteshov not Davke, who was Mikabel Bisman Shayevul Neig, Bifnei Shleisho, one who is not Eved and Zayim Nisim Neach, so his Aved is Asur. It's not only the Miri says that, But the Rambam also says that. Now the Rambam, but the Rambam, there appears to be a stira on the surface. In Pirkei Yudalev Milches, Ksilev Aved Aloch Aleph, he says, Hashovas Avedel Yisrael Mitzvah Asay, Shenema Hoshev Tishim. So that implies that the Mitzvah of Hashovas Aved applies only to Yisrael, not to Enochi, not to Goy, even Megoteisha. Even if he is a nice guy, Echsidom Yisraelam, Megoteisha, and even if he was Mikabel, Megoteisha Gomo, he was Mikabel, Zayin Mitzvah Ne'ar, Bifnishleisha, Bizman Shayevan Leik, so still there is no Chiyuv Hashovas Aved. Because the Torah says, "Chalavides achicho, ashatevad menon tzosa achicho means achicho b'teirov mitzves. A goy is not an achicho b'teirov mitzves. He might be chassidim eselam, but achicho b'teirov mitzves he isn't. So that's what the Rambam implies. Hashoves aveidel Yisrael mitzvasese. Shenemar hoshev tishivim. Again, he repeats it." So again, he emphasizes only Yisrael, Linochi, even Megateisha. There is no Chiva Shosli. But then, Alochi Gimur, the Rambam says, Avedas Ivid Akumuteres, Shenema Avedas Achich. He emphasizes Avedas Ividakum. So the Bes Yosef in the tour, Nilchas Aveide, he notices this Loshna Rambam. I mean, so the Rambam says what the Miri says. But the question is, there is a stira between Aloch Aleph and Aloch Gimel. The answer is, there is no stira. And the Miri means the same thing. The Miri doesn't say that there is that a Gerteshov, a Goy, who is Mikaim Zaymis in the Neachua, the nearest Russian during Midarke Adosis Vanimusim, that's his expression that he uses. So there is a chiyuv to return the Aveide. He says that the Aveide is Asur, Bos Adosel Yodi. In other words, there are two alochis. One aloch is if a Jew sees an Aveide of Israel, so he cannot say, oh, I'll forget about it, let it stay here. Who wants to bother with it? Let it stay. He's either allowed. Of the Suchli Salim and of Shoshi Tishive, he's Mechuyev to pick it up and take care of it. Let's say Sheir. So he has to take care of the Sheir, Chameir, and he has to be Machris many times. He cannot just say who wants to worry about it. So he's Mechuyev. That's only in respect to Israel. In respect to Enochi, there is no Chiyuv Hashem Zaveh. He's not mechuyev to bother, even if he knows that the loser is a gateh. Doesn't make any difference. Because Aveda Sachicho. But then there is another aloche that Rav Noye learns out from Umetzoso Dostal Yodimashma. Why does Rav Noye have to resort to Metzoso? So it's Mashma if the Torah hadn't said Umetzoso. But Chin Tassel, Lichola Aveda Sachicho. Ashateva the manu, not mitzoso. Then I would say, you're not mechuyev to bother, to matriach yourself, and to pick it up, and to look for the owner, and the machis, and so on, take care of it. But you don't want to pick it up, you want to leave it, fine. But since the Torah says, umetzoso, so it's mashmai heta, there is no gezel, you can pick it up, for yourself. So that's because of the Yitur HaPosik of Motzos. So the Oslo Yodim Mashma. So that Yitur HaPosik, the Shita of the Miri and the Rambam is only in respect to Nevidalili, not to Egevish. So this is an extra Allah. Motzos. Now look in the Rashi. Umetzoso dostro de mashma. Va'afil hoche ochicha levikichovim. V'loi tei mekimi drachmoni vikichovim. Mech lo sol yore di Yisrael. Lo mechayv mitcha halo ladure. Avo lo sol yore mechayv lachziro David osa asuro. Because then it's a shayl of gezel. Tane lishne da almeno ka til hodo tone kule shali hava mine maimo ze sie dik tone tane losh ni odom ochas mi shasenu vi loy losh na mikrovab ni odom kein lo mi tsia mi shasrie bi almi tone mi shasia be khoma ke shinu sham mi tsmi tsia kono hava mine in tsia kono mi shasrie de ashmino shum tane li kono lo ela bag boye lo khashmino ach mi shne yisere vo ze vi ze kotone kam ze sie tone ze imakal ka be kule shali kotone ze imer vi khode u hochi bo mi ze yam mi shasia vi khule shalu bi merke khomem kha konisiya mi yatleini vi dav ke me ka khomem kharu dam rinen yakhlei ko bi shvu di kele me ma shneim konim u shneim ni shrat a me khe avo zein ran rakti o zein ran rakti o yo yakhlei ko di bad khan nay rama yu tim la khat shob yo shrash hier menschen se bikhresh das muss geschen machen it's while it's not clear exactly what rash shit is but one thing is clear that if shnai meirs in mitales and zeimer anir aktio bi zeimer anir aktio so der it vader am ich bis le mali gabei di gabei zein am nim se si so they might both be honest people but you know it's wishful thinking so if they both picked it up about the same time but one might have picked it up a minute or half a minute or a second before the other so each one sincerely believes that he was the one who picked it up 1 second before the other. So then it says, it's wishful thinking, you know, you like to believe what is good for you. So he's not a Ramai. Mashinkin an Araktio. So then he couldn't make a mistake, 1,000 times wishful thinking, but he couldn't mistake that he weaved it. When somebody else weaved it, you couldn't make a mistake in that. So one of them is not a nice man, he's not an honest person. So then there is no aloha fiyakleku. Now the question is this. What do you mean? Why are they arguing? Who weaved it? The question is, whose wool was it? I mean, what difference does it make? Who weaved it? Suppose I take your wheel, your wool, and I weave a baguette into it. So to whom does the baguette belong? To the one whose wool was used. So what kind of a machlekes is there? Let Besn ask them, whose wool was it? I mean, so they are arguing over an irrelevant fact. What difference does it make who weaved it? If the wool belonged, the material belonged to Shimon, but Ruvein, so he weaved it, alright, so it belongs to Shimon. Only Ruvein can demand he should get paid for the work as much as a worker, you know, gets for weaving a baguette. But why are they arguing over an irrelevant fact? The answer is this. Rashi means, suppose the wool was wool of Hefka. I mean, they both admit that the wool was picked up from Hefka. And but they argue who weaved it. So, from this Rashi we see a new aloha, and it's not a strange Chiddush. In other words, if somebody will pick up wool in the street, and he will not have kavonet to be zeichen. Of course, many times he picks up, so he has the intention to acquire title. But suppose he says he's not mechaven to be zeichen, and he'll leave a beged. So then the whole beged will belong to him, because since he produced it. You see, there is one man doma who says, "Umen keine bishvach keil." Machlek is in Gemara. I mean, the Avishayim who paskel like the man doma, "Umen keine bishvach keil." Rav Netan paskels like that. That means that if Ruvein gives material, gives leather to a shoemaker, he should make a pair of shoes out of the leather. So the difference between the value of the leather before it was made into shoes and the value of the pair of shoes belongs to the shoemaker. Then when Ruvein pays him for the work, So then, in effect, it's he sells. So Shimon sells the Shvach to Ruven. Why is he Zeche? Why is he Zeche? Because he made it. So since he made it, so it's his. And even the Mandoma who says, Inumen ke Mishvach Kile, so it is because inasmuch as the material belongs to Ruven, so Mele kik detzi afkoye. So Shimon, the shoemaker, cannot acquire the Shvach because the material belongs to Ruven. But in the case where there is no violin of the material, if the material is Hefker, so then everybody would agree that it belongs to him. Now there is a halacha in the Rambam in Hilchas Maisres to Yerushalm that if somebody is a Reya Yisode Shal Hefker, so Reya Yisode Shal Hefker, and then there were trees and pears, so it's Chayiv and Tumis Maisres. But why should it be Chayiv and Tumis Maisres? Hefker is not Chayiv and Tumis Maisres. The answer is because if he produced it, he planted it, so Mele, the trees and the pears belong to him. So Mele, this Rashi, when the Rashi says, Avozimah Nelaktiol, Lo Yachleiku, Divada, Avozimah Nelaktiol, Nelaktiol, Lo Yachleiku, Divada, Echad Minaye, Ramayu. So the question is, what are they arguing over? An irrelevant fact. The main question is, whose wool is it? No, the wool is wool shall have to. But the question is, who made it into a baget? Some male. If Ruven made it into a baget, so then the whole baget belongs to him. Not only the difference between the value of the wool and the value of the full baget. That's only in the case of a numen and the bailim of the material. So then Ibn Mandoma who says Umikim Ishvakele, he only acquires title in the difference. But when there is no bailim, so then the one who makes it into a baget acquires title not only over the difference, but over the whole thing. That's mashma from this Rashi. Anyway, but Rashi's shita that in the case of other Ramai, even by Erzin, so it's not Yachleiko, but it's Yemunach. So most Rishenim Achilik, practically all Rishenim Achilik, but some Rishenim Achilik can be said in the case of other Ramai of Zimran, Yerakhtil, Zimrakhtil, so it's Yachleiko. And some say it's Kolomba. That's Tolu in the Shittes of Rishenim, in respect to the Klolim of when do we say Yachleiko, when do we say Kolomvar, when do we say Yemunach. Alright, now the teeth. I mean, the first taste of this, there is nothing in it, but we'll go over it. I did Ayrebag is Obasre, Machlekes, Neseres, Nago, Ubalabais, Iktone Bimatzad, Harilu Shalei, Uvikoshil Arish Balabais. In other words, suppose somebody engages a worker, a carpenter, you know, and he gives him the material. He gives the material to, he tells him to make tables, chairs, beds, I mean all kinds of utensils out of the wood. And the material is given by the balabais to the woman. So now, as the carpenter makes, let's say, a table out of the wood, so there's a lot of pseles, nisorim, that break off. Who owns the pseles? Who owns? Does it belong to the worker, or it belongs to Balabais? So the Mishnah says Nagizel Basra, it depends. Bimatzot, if he uses an instrument that breaks off only small chips, small splinters, so Memele the Balabais doesn't care about small pieces of wood that break off. He doesn't care. So Memele, so since the balabais is not makpid, so it belongs to the worker, because he's not makpid. But bikoshil, if he uses an instrument that involves big pieces of wood, so that is makpid. So mele, if he's makpid, he has to give it back to the balabais everything, because it has value. Uvikoshel is a kind of an instrument that involves a pseles of big pieces of wood. Uvikoshel areshul abayis. So, since the last Mishnah Teisves tries to explain the Seder, why the Mishnah of Shnayim Orzin is mentioned in the Mishnayos right after the last Mishnahs in Bava Kamma. So he says there is a certain analogy, a certain resemblance. Tonohoche name dimich lukes v'aval gavit remisechte in Seder le Mishne v'ikeman doma akule nizokin lafcho de misechte hi. So that means that Kulin Zokin means the Boves. Kulin Zokin Lafko de Misechti. So why should we look for a Seder? It's Kulin Zokin Bolkamim Tibol Basre. That's different Misechtes. Hane Milayim Achlekes Vahakin Stam. Lefisharaya Rebbe Loyolemit Kiseder. Lekmoshoyo Chafetim Atalmidim. Avol kishechibrom ala seder chibrom. So in respect to the seder, the order of the mishnayos, so there is a reason as to why one mishnah follows another, and even in respect to the three boves, so it did all the three boves, bovakamavum tzibur basre, are considered like one misachte. So we have to find the reason for the order of the mishnayos in the three boves. אבל כשחיבור מעשה ידי חיבור מצלול וכל מסכת טעם לא מניש נסחה של לפניה או כדאי זה שזה רפואס נלטן עם מקס קסוליק וכן מסעי תאור ויחלקו תאימה דימה ישנה מהי דה ארבה די אומר כל דה אלנגווה so this is a sikashi here we say if there is a conflict, a litigation between two parties, between Reuven and Shimon, whether the talis belongs to Reuven, belongs to Shimon, so it's Yachleik. Why is it the Gemara in Bava Basra says there was a case, a conflict, an argument between two parties over a boat? So Reuven said, this boat belongs to me. Shimon said, this boat belongs to me. So Rav Nachman said, Kol Dalin Gvar. What do you mean Kol Dalin Gvar? Whoever is stronger. Now, you shouldn't make a mistake and think that Kol Dalin Gvar means that Reuven can hit Shimon over the head and take it. True that the Rosh says Bein Biraye Bein Bikeach, but Chas V'Sholem that Bikeach should mean using force against the person. Chas V'Sholem, how is he allowed to use force against the person? There is a machlekes in the Gemara Bava Kamma at the beginning of Hamniach, whether between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. And there is a machlekes reshinim how we pass. So Rav Nachman says Ovidin is dinu l'nafshei, and Rav Sheshes says lo Ovidin is l'nafshei. But even Rav Nachman, most reshinim pass like Rav Nachman that Ovidin is dinu l'nafshei. But there are reshinim who pass like Rav Sheshes that lo Ovidin is dinu l'nafshei. So, but even according to Rav Nachman that Ovidin is dinu l'nafshei, so that's only if he can prove it in best. In other words, suppose Shimon comes and guzzles Reuven's chayfes. Reuven knows that this is chayfes. Shimon is a guzzler, and he is aiding. If he'll come to Besdin, so he'll be able to prove it that it's his. Shimon guzzled it from him. So the question is, suppose Reuven, He doesn't like, you know, to have the burden of going to Besdin. Besdin should send us money to Shimon. You know what it means? I mean, until he comes, and so there's a din Torah and everything. He'll have to spend a lot of time, you know, in order to recover it from Shimon to Besdin. But he is aiding. He can prove it. So he decides the easy way. He goes over to Shimon and he says, now give it back to me. So he says, I'm not giving back to you. So he said, if you don't give it back to me, I'll hit you. And he hits him and he takes it. So Rav Nachman says, Ovid Nishol Nafshi, as long as he doesn't hit him too much, you know. So he's allowed to do it. Why? And Rav Sheshes says, no, he's not allowed to hit him in order to recover his chayfetz from Shimon. He's not allowed. he's a Roshe if he does it. And Rav Nachman said he has to go to Bezdin and let Bezdin recover it from him. But Rav Nachman says, Ovidin Lenafi. So it's only if he has Raya, if he has Edim, and he can do that by means of Bezdin. But in the case of Azah, and neither one has Edim. So then Chas V'Sholem, the Bezin should say to the parties, whoever is stronger, you have a fight between yourself. So Chas V'Sholem, that Bezin should say, you can use force against the party, Chas V'Sholem. If you use force, since he cannot be made yet, be Bezin, he has no rayas, so he'll be a Roshe, even though he knows that Shimon Gazel is a family. He'll be a Merim Yad al Chavere, he'll be a Roshe. But when the Rosh and other Rishim say, Bein B'Raya, Bein B'Keach, they mean B'Keach, that is force that is used against the Chifetz. In other words, let's say Reuven, they are fighting, they are arguing over the boat. So Reuven is very strong and courageous. So he gets on the boat and he starts rowing it and away from Shimon. So that is allowed to do. That is allowed to do, even though he has no right. But Chas V'Sholem called down Gvar that he should be allowed to use force against the person, Chas V'Sholem. He'll be a Roshe. Because in such a case, even Rav Nachman will not say, Ovidin is doing an Apshe, because